In 1953, Oklahoma had its state song, which was Oklahoma a Toast.
Yeah.
And somehow you, as a young legislator, didn't feel that song was good enough.
Let me fast forward. As Lieutenant Governor, I asked the legislature to make the Lieutenant Governor chairman of Tourism and Recreation. For 12 years, I was chairman of Promoting Oklahoma. People used to call me Oklahoma's cheerleader. Now, I want to go back then. From that day, go back to 1943. I'm upstairs in our house in McAllister. No air conditioning. I'm laying on my bed. Windows are open, and I got the radio on, as a kid would have. You know, even today, the iPods. Well, I just had a radio on. And I suddenly sat up and said, they're singing about my state. I can remember exactly the first time I ever heard the song, Oklahoma. Back in those days, they had Lucky Strike Hit Parade. And every Saturday night, Lucky Strike Cigarettes sponsored a program that counted down the 10 most popular songs in the nation. Four or five songs from a stage play about our state made number one on the Lucky Strike Hit Parade. It was phenomenal. It's the most known state or country song around the world to this day. I'm just this kid in high school, and I said, wow. Little did I know then, I go to the legislature in 1953, 10 years later. I thought, that song, that's excitement around the world about our state. I'm tired of John Steinbeck. In fact, I took privileges of the floor in the semi-centennial for the state of Oklahoma. They invited John Steinbeck to be the guest of honor, the guy who wrote The Grapes of Wrath, the guy who put Oklahoma, gave it its image that to this day holds us back. And I took privileges of the floor, and I said, I can't believe he's going to be the guest of honor at 1957 at our 50th celebration. And they withdrew the invitation. That was 57. So in 53... I decided that I wanted the image of Oklahoma to be like the stage play. So I introduced the bill to change it from Oklahoma a Toast to Oklahoma from the stage play, Oklahoma.
Well, it wasn't all that easy.
It was not easy. Let me tell you, I was teaching Oklahoma history. I thought it'd be a piece of cake. Everybody sang Oklahoma wherever you went. You know, 50 foreign countries, Oklahoma was produced on stage. So I introduced this bill to change it, and I thought, piece of cake. And a guy I call Old Man Huff, he's probably 20 years younger than I am today, but he was Old Man Huff at that time. He also taught Oklahoma history, I think over in Ada. And he took the position to oppose my bill. I couldn't believe it. There was only one microphone in those days in the legislature, and he got up, and he started hollering and screaming and preaching. He said, I can't believe you're going to change the song that was written by pioneers steeped in tradition and couched in history, and you want to change it to a play written, now get this phrase, you want to change it to a play written by two New York Jews who've never even been to Oklahoma, and they say taters and tomatoes. I thought, whoa. And I'm looking around, and he is making this impassioned plea, and he says, this is our song, and he starts singing Oklahoma a Toast. He leaves the microphone and starts walking on the floor singing, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, there is daughter of the West. He's walking out, and he gets legislators by the arm and makes them stand. It's the state song. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, it's the land I love the best. He just walked all over the legislature, and he's still got the floor, so I can't interrupt him. And he starts crying. Tears are coming down his cheeks. And it ends, but I have not told the half, so I give you Oklahoma. It's a toast we all can quaff. And I said, quaff? He won't tater or tomato, but he'll quaff. You know, not quaff. He'll quaff. But anyway, I looked around, and I saw that bill going down the toilet. That was a good phrase in those days. You're just flushing it away. So I asked for unanimous consent to postpone consideration of that legislation for one legislative day. Well, Old Man Huff didn't catch on to what I was doing, so he didn't object to delaying it. So that meant I could bring it up the next day. So I got on the phone, and first I got the state representative from Chickasha. The college there used to be a college for women, OCW, Oklahoma College for Women. Naturally, their chorus was all girls. And I said, can they sing Oklahoma? And he said, yeah, we just did that production not too long. I said, I want your girls' choir up here tomorrow. They're going to perform music from Oklahoma on the floor of the legislature. And he said, I'll get them here. Then I got on the phone and called Ridge Bond, who then lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, who's Ridge Bond? Ridge Bond is the only Oklahoman ever to star as Curly on Broadway in Oklahoma. But more important than that, he graduated from McAllister High School. So Ridge Bond was in high school with my brothers. I was just a little bit behind him, so I knew Ridge Bond from McAllister. So I called Ridge in Tulsa, and I said, Ridge, you still got any of those Oklahoma costumes? He said, oh, yeah. And I said, I want you down here tomorrow. You're going to sing Oklahoma for the legislature. And he said, when are we going to rehearse? I said, there ain't no rehearsal. I got to say something else. There was a music company called Jenkins Music Company in Oklahoma City. So I called him and I said, this is State Representative George Knight. You got any legislation you're really interested in? And they said, yes, we do. And I said, I need a piano. So they said, okay, Representative Knight. And they sent out a piano the next day. So the next day I get up on the floor of the legislature and I said, Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent the privileges of the floor be given to the girls' chorus from Oklahoma College for Women and to our friend, Mr. Ridge Bond of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And no one objected. The girls' chorus came in and they sang, oh, what a beautiful morning. They sang, people will say we're in love. They did sing all those things. And then suddenly the piano player started the boom, 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 coming up from the bottom of the piano, the lower keys coming up. And Ridge Bond in his curly outfit kicked open the doors into the legislature with his cowboy boots and his thumbs and his belt and his hat on his head, and he came in and he started singing, oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes from. And the legislator stood and cheered and applauded as they sang Oklahoma, and the entire crowd in the gallery, all 200 of them, stood. Of course, I had put them up there. I'd gotten all the secretaries to come in and sit up there, and they stood and cheered. The whole crowd sang Oklahoma. And when he ended, Oklahoma, okay, L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma, okay, yeah. And I said, Mr. Speaker, I move approval of House Bill 1042 to make Oklahoma the state song. And it passed.
Yeah, what a great
now,
story.
It's a long story.
It's great.
But it's a true story. To me, it summarizes my excitement for Oklahoma. And I think that what is helping Oklahoma today is that we've always been proud to be from Oklahoma, but when we left the state, we never really did brag about it. And to me, I think you can look around, there's so much about Oklahoma for which to brag, and you can tell the stories and the images of this state, and that helps us in economic development. People don't want to put a business, they don't want to put a plant, they don't want to have a vacation at a place that has a bad image. And to me, image, just like for a politician, is critical for a state. A hotel that has a bad image isn't going to be full often. So image is critical. Once you get people interested in you because of image, then repeat business comes from services and enjoyment and liking it. So you've got to live up to your image.